Before I speak or act, I think, how would I, as God, respond? Before I speak or act, I think, how would I, as God, respond? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Before I speak or act, I think, how would I, as God, respond? If I were to go through all of my life having this as my expression, having this as my question to myself, before I speak or act, I think, how would I, as God, respond? As I use that for every thought, every attitude I have a whole different attitude about life. I have a whole different attitude about what is important. I have a whole different attitude about who I am. How would I, as God, respond? If I see people in the world unhappy, how do I, as God, respond? Well, I, as God, do not think of them as unhappy or happy. I think of people accomplishing whatever it is they have in their thought, whatever it is they have in their attitude about themselves. I, as God, am not a judgmental God. I do not judge other people. I, as God, do not look at other people and say, this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do. I only look at myself and I say, how would I speak? How would I act? How would I think? But before I do that, I say, how would I, as God, respond? So, being that we think that God wants us to have everything that's good and beautiful and wonderful in our life, we would think that we, as God, would respond that we see everybody in our world, everybody in our creation, that we see everybody enjoying everything that they would like, enjoying everything that they choose to enjoy. But since we're the creator, since every thought we have is the creator of the world around us, it's us who have people doing things that are not beneficial, not fulfilling. And of course, we can't do that. But it's a game we play, we allow ourselves to play. It's like we allow ourselves to write theater, we allow ourselves to write fiction, we allow ourselves to write things that are not so. We allow ourselves to speak things that are not so. We allow ourselves to act about things that are not so. We allow ourselves to think about things that are not so. All life is an illusion. And as human beings, we have the illusion here on earth of apparently good and beautiful things. And as human beings, we have the illusion here on life of some things that are not so good. And yet, every moment that I think about anything in life that is not so good, I am giving it power to continue. I'm giving it power to be. So when I look at people and I look at them from how I look at myself, how would I want it to be for me? How would I like it to be for me? As God or as the Creator, as me, as a human being, how would I like anything in the world to be? And presumably I'd like it to be good and beautiful. So with unconditional love and an unconditional attitude, I say, all is in divine order. Hey, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Maybe before I speak or act, I think, everything is in divine order. How would I, as God, respond? I'm God. Everything is in divine order. If I am God and everything is in divine order, then it's up to me to think everything is in divine order, to speak everything is in divine order, to act everything is in divine order. Every moment of my life, every moment of my life, every moment of existence. And all eternity is now. Oh my, yes. Every moment is right now. The only moment I can think about, the only moment I can know, the only moment I can enjoy, the moment is now. Yes. So now I speak, now I act, now I think. All is in divine order. That's how I, as God, respond. All is in divine order. If I look at anything that confuses me in the world, that confuses me in life, I just say, all is in divine order. That's not a cop-out. That's not trying to avoid the issue. It's merely saying the truth. All is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, that's how I, as God, would respond. That all is in divine order. All is in divine order. My eyes are so pure, my thoughts are so pure, my world is so pure that I see all in divine order now and always. And when I see all in divine order now and always, it's a wonderful world I live in. It's a wonderful life that I have. What kind of a life would God have if we could visualize God as anything we want to visualize God as? Well, we certainly would say that God has a wonderful life, that everything in God is in divine order, that everything is beautiful and fantastic and glorious right now. We would say that all is remarkable right now. All is in divine order right now. And if I say all is in divine order, there's nothing for me to change. There's nothing for me to think differently about. There's nothing for me to worry about. There's nothing for me to be impressed about in any negative way at all, because I live in truth. I live in purity. I live in wholeness. I live in divine order. Before I speak or act, I think, how would I as God respond? How would I as God respond? How would I, as God, respond to anything in life? When I, as God, speak, when I, as God, think, when I, as God, act, I am acting from, speaking from, thinking from my highest, from my best, from my most wonderful, because that's the divinity that I am. I am thinking from my purity. I am thinking from my wholeness. I am thinking from my allness. I am thinking from all that is good and beautiful and wonderful now. That's what I'm thinking from. I'm not thinking from anything else except the purity and goodness and wholeness that I am. I am thinking only of who and what I am at all times. And because I'm thinking of only who and what I am at all times, I live in a glorious world. With unconditional love, with unconditional love I act, with unconditional love I speak, with unconditional love I think, for that's how God thinks, with unconditional love. With the expectation and the realization that all is now, good and beautiful, that all is right now, every beautiful thought I could ever have is already manifest. Every glorious desire in my heart is already fulfilled. I am that I am. Before I speak or act, I think, how would I as God respond? Well, as God, I see all in divine order. I see all wonderful. I see all beautiful. I see all fulfilling. I see all great, and I see it right now. I don't see it tomorrow. I don't see it another time. I don't know that it's going to happen. I don't know that it did happen. I see it now. It is now, right now, in every beautiful, fabulous way, right now. There is no other time for it but right now. And right now is all that matters. Right now is all that is. Right now is who I am. Right now. And how great that is. To be right now. Join me in realizing before I speak or act, I think, how would I as God respond? I, as God, would respond in absolute unconditional love for myself and all of my creation, and all is good and very good. Speak this for yourself. Claim this for yourself. Know this for yourself, for you are God. You are the Creator. You are the Allness. And as you believe that, and as you know that, as you live that, life is fabulous and it's wonderful. And I love you. I love you. I love you.